time to follow the money with your hosts, Mitch Moss and Polly Howard.
Thanks for checking in. Mitch and Paul here live in Las Vegas on a Thursday morning. In about 5 minutes, the man who put together the VSiN betting guide for the NHL playoffs, Andy McNeil, he's going to join the program. And if you, if you live on the East Coast, or if you have to, you know, if you have crazy hours like us, you have to go to bed maybe a little bit early sometimes. Last night, the late games, Montreal, I don't know how, quite frankly, how they're up 2-1 over Pittsburgh, but they came back from a big deficit and won that game 4-3 in regulation. And then the late game last night, I was surprised at the Blackhawks coming back to win that game. They were down 3-2 in the third. Series tied at 1. Both teams had, you know, was it a must-win game? Technically, no, but it's great to be up 2-1, obviously, in a 5-game series. And they came back, Paul, and scored 2 goals, one, you know, in the final minutes to win 4-3. And now they lead 2-1. And this sets up, we have 5 more games today. And then tomorrow's games are going to be just off the charts good.
Yes, yes. 6 playoff games tomorrow, 6 teams facing elimination. And the thing you made, I liked your comment at the top of the show, that, you know, Pittsburgh was like 2,000, maybe 1-12 to win in regulation, and then higher than that in play when they led 3-1. And then Price shuts them down the rest of the game and just puts them in position to come back. And the fourth goal, the game winner, from that angle and top shelf over Murray's shoulder, and you just don't know what Murray you're going to get. And to be one win away here from the 12 beating the 5, but just a big disparity between points and how Montreal thought it was going to be outclassed. Anything can happen with a hot goalie, right? Anything can happen. And
well, let me ask you that, by the way.
Yep.
In all seriousness, you joke around a little bit about the, but you were a good goalie. Do you consider that a soft goal? Do you consider that puck luck, the fourth goal by the Canadiens? How do you look at that?
It's a bad goal. It's a great shot, but it's also bad form. It's like Lundqvist giving up the goal to start the game in game one and game two. You can't let a guy score short side on you there. I mean, your angle's off. Square up, face the shooter, and you can't give that up. That's terrible. It's like he's been very good. But the Vasilevsky goal, the first Boston goal, a slap shot from the point and you whiff on it with your glove? So I understand why some of these guys are rusty, but you can't give these goals up. You can't do it. It's playoff time. You can't give this stuff up.
I don't know how that puck went in last night for Montreal. I don't know.
Yeah. Some of it's puck luck. I mean, some of it, you know, the stats say the Islanders were the better team, right? High danger chances, 11-6.
Sure.
Scoring chances, 22. Higher expected goals. And then it's tied, and then you got the playing the puck outside of the trapezoid. You know, here comes the power play, and Florida cashes in. And they win 3-2 and take avoid the sweep and win 3-2 and take the 3-1 lead. Islanders added one late. Look at the Predators. I mean, they dominated the game. First two periods of Predators. Dominated the game. High danger chances, 16-8. Scoring chances, 35 to 20. Like you said earlier, to start, the shots on goal were like 13-2. But up, they were trailing 1-0. And then it's 1-1 in the third. The goal there by Arizona, they had a couple other goals. They win 4-1. I mean, Nashville was dominating in play, but they lose. Anything can happen in playoff hockey. And you get to be Hasek, Giguere, Brodeur. Just go down the list of not so much the Devils. And I'm not saying Montreal's going to make a deep run. But welcome in, follow the money. Paulie and Mitch Vieson recapping what happened last night, NHL playoffs. Anything's possible. Both 12s are leading the 5s. You can see plenty of upsets here. And it just goes back to, I like to bring this up because the betting lines, and like Andy discussed as well, they weren't that far off. They weren't big favorites. Yet 12 of the 15 people at ESPN picked the Oilers. 12 of the 15 picked Toronto. 11 of the 15 picked Nashville. 12 of the 15 picked Vancouver. I mean, a lot of these are pick 'em or short dollar, $30, 40 series sure. prices.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's welcome in Andy McNeil. He was the gentleman who put together the outstanding VSiN hockey playoff betting guide. And it's still available. Go check it out. VSiN.com/free. Is where you can go. Andy, thanks for the time today. Good morning. We were talking about kind of like nothing surprises us in the NHL playoffs. We touched on that a little bit maybe with you last year. Do you expect chaos again this year? But are you surprised at anything? Maybe specifically the Canadiens having a 2-1 lead over the Penguins?
No, like you're right. You're right. Nothing should surprise you in the NHL. And I'm not surprised that the Canadiens have a 2-1 lead. 35% isn't zero. And that's what the Canadiens odds were to win this series heading in. And now they've got odds that are much better than that, obviously. But, you know, they're probably lucky to be there, unlike the Blackhawks, who I think have played a decent series. The Canadiens have really relied on Carey Price to steal them games, and they did kind of gut one out last night, though.
They did, and I thought it was over when it was 3-1, an incredible comeback. And kudos to you for pointing out Chicago had a good shot here, and then one went away from winning the series. But shouldn't this be how it's played out, though? And maybe it regressed to the mean with what happened in the regular season. But shouldn't Edmonton be winning this series because they're calling so many penalties and Edmonton had the number one power play and number two penalty kill?
Yeah, you would think so. But like you said, a bit of reversion here. The Oilers have a great power play and it's super dangerous. And as we've seen, Connor McDavid has, you know, been kicking it into another gear here. And it's hard to say who has been the better team because we haven't seen these teams play at even strength very much. They've played almost 50 minutes of special teams time out of the 180 minutes that they would have played total in three games. So it's really hard to get a feel for these teams. And, you know, like you said, thanks for pointing out that I gave people what seems to be a good tip, but a few bounces and the narrative would totally be changed here. And you know, focus more on the process, not worry as much about the wins and losses, because especially, you know, in a small sample here, like these 5-game series, even a 7-game series, there's so much randomness and we really can't. I don't believe that, you know, who wins or who loses is going to prove me right or wrong. I fully expect the Oilers to probably get back into this thing. You know, I'm prepared to go 5 games here, but I made out well betting the Blackhawks. So I'm happy with where I'm at here.
As long as we're on that game quickly, can we bring up the 50-50 here, Paul? We touched on this a little bit earlier, and I know that you were tweeting me about this last night, Andy. So it touched $5.4 million last night. What are the details on this? What does it normally get to for a typical game there for the locals?
I would say like around 60K maybe at a hockey game, like when I go to an Oilers game. Like the whole province has turned out for this. And Edmonton in general, though, like, I mean, if you have a 50-50, like if there's ever a scenario where a CFL game has a big 50-50 and it doesn't go, like maybe the prize isn't claimed, that game is selling out the next week. People just show up for these things. It's hilarious. But I think it was $2.7 million to the winner. I haven't checked my email yet.
Yeah, right.
Oh my God, this is something.
But they open it up to everybody online, like you were talking about the entire province. There, you can get in on this.
Yeah, that's about 4 million people, I believe. So it's you know, it has a big potential. I'm hoping for only one more draw because I want the Blackhawks to end this series. But I'll definitely be participating in the next couple of draws.
You went over this in the guide and with the analytics and metrics you use. Who are the best teams this year playing 5-on-5? And how much does it mean now that they're calling so many damn penalties? Do you look more about who's great at power plays or who struggled with penalty kill and power plays and that kind of thing?
Well, I mean, it's so hard to predict. The officials are really inconsistent. And I think this is, you know, totally out of a left field a bit here.
Yeah.
This is per evolvinghockey.com. They're a great modern hockey statistic website. Last year in the regular season, the 2018-19 regular season, referees called about 3.2 or teams took about 3.2 minor penalties per game. In the playoffs, that went up to 3.5. So that narrative that the refs put the whistles away in the playoffs isn't really true. However, in 2019-20, you know, the regular season, they called about 3.2 penalties on a per team once again. But in this year's playoffs, we're seeing about 4.5 minor penalties per 60 minutes. So that's up, you know, over a full penalty. And as far as like, I'll just use the Florida Panthers and the Islanders as an example. The Islanders had a 7-3 power play opportunity advantage in this series through the first two games. Most of that came in game two. However, if you look at these teams and you know, the rate that they drew penalties and you know, how undisciplined they were, they're really similar in the latter department, but the Florida Panthers drew penalties at a way higher rate. So to predict that they would, you know, be, you know, so lopsided in the early going here, it really didn't add up. And then you see in game three, the Panthers get a 5-3 power play advantage. They get last change, which is something that the bookmakers have not been putting stock into at all. And they come out with the win. So, yeah, the power play can really distort things. I don't think the Panthers were necessarily the very bad in the first two games. It's just that things didn't work out. We compare Bobrovsky and Varlamov, but it's a little bit unfair because Bob has faced a lot more Islanders power play time than Varlamov has. So, I mean, it really distort things.
How do you evaluate goalies? You don't use goals against. How do you say this guy's a great goalie? What do you use to determine that?
Well, the problem with goals against is it doesn't take into account goals against average. Sorry, it doesn't take into account how many shots a goaltender faces. So, I mean, you know, if a guy that faces 60 shots in a night, he could have a 920 save percentage, but he's still going to let in five goals as compared to the guy that faced 30 and had a 920 save percentage. So it's really, you know, an unfair way. It's more of a team stat and more of a team defense stat. For goaltenders, I like to look at a stat called goals above saved above expected, and that takes into account the shot quality. So we have lots of public expected goals models out there, and they measure the likelihood of a shot becoming a goal based on the quality of it, the type, the location, the angle. Some even account for rebounds and whether or not a shot was off the rush. But they measure, you know, a goaltender's workload basically, and say, here's what they should have stopped had an average goaltender faced the same amount of shots, and then we can kind of look to see if they performed above average or below average.
Good.
Okay, so we were talking about that last goal by the Canadians last night. How do you look at that? Paulie said, you can't allow that to happen. That was an impossible angle by Petry, but it goes right off of Murray's shoulder and into the net. I mean, is that a soft goal? Is that a little bit of puck luck? Is it some of both?
I'm not qualified to give Matt Murray goaltending tips. I mean, it's a tough position. I feel those guys have a pretty unfair amount of pressure on them when you think of what they get paid compared to the other superstars that, you know, can take a night off and nobody seems to notice. But if a goaltender takes a night off, it's a disaster, right? For Murray, yeah, I think Tristan Jarry would have been the better option for the Penguins, but here we are. It's Murray, and I mean, goals are random, and you know they're really unexplained sometimes. So I mean, I wouldn't just pick one goal out and say that it was or wasn't his fault.
The all area, all conference goalie checking in here, Mitch. He should be hugging the post. He should have been hugging the post and facing the shooter, not like back in like this and giving him the top shelf. In my opinion, it was a bad form, just like Lundqvist as well. Follow the money, Veasan, Paulie, and Mitch, Andy McNeil, our guest. And Alan Boston always talks about this. Try to be the team. Try to think like the team. What happens to Winnipeg tonight? And what happens to Winnipeg if they fall behind 1-0? Assuming it's like, oh, here we go again. They've been outscored 10-3 in the two losses. They surprised us in game two, but they might have 4 or 5 guys out tonight.
Well, that's another best of five that has seen a lot of power play time and has been kind of distorted by that. I don't think Winnipeg's played all that bad considering, you know, their injuries and whatnot. Connor Hellebuck, though, who's the best goaltender in the regular season, by that stat that we just talked about, goals saved above average or above expected, sorry. You know, he hasn't stolen a game in this series yet. If we look at that, he's allowed about 2.5 goals below what an average goaltender would have been expected to allow. So, you know, we're looking for him to come in tonight and steal a big game. He seems to be laser focused, though. He was in the media talking about how he's going to make it really hard on the Flames and he's going to make them scratch and claw. So, I mean, it's you're probably going to get his A game. We can kind of bet on that. You're going to get his best effort tonight.
How do you look at this Capitals game against the Flyers? Flyers were great in their first game against the Bruins, but it looks like it's not going to be Hart going today. It is going to be Elliott. So early morning here between these two teams, this is going to be a 1 o'clock Pacific time start. Do you have any opinion on this matchup coming up today, Andy?
And I will say, I just forgot to mention, I did place a bet on the Winnipeg Jets at +145 this morning.
Did, okay.
I'm comfortable with doing that regardless of who plays. I like them at that price. As far as the Flyers and the Washington Capitals, yeah, you're right. Elliott from Carter Hart, that's a big drop off. It's been about 4 to 5 years since Elliott could call himself a league average goaltender. And, you know, it's going to hurt their chances. So, I mean, if anybody woke up this morning and or looked at the board last night even and said, wow, the Flyers are a home underdog, I wouldn't get your hopes up. I don't really like either side in this game.
What about Toronto and Columbus? 2-0 and 3-0. Anderson stopped, 54 or 55 shots, whatever it is. And Korpisalo's locked in as well. But you just saw in game two that there's a big difference in talent. And all the pressure, though, I think is on Toronto. But do you think this whole series will be low scoring, or does someone break out of it tonight?
Yeah, I mean, I lean towards it being low scoring. However, the thing that worries me is Jonas Korpisalo. He's been excellent through the first games one and game two. But, you know, he is a below average goaltender, maybe a league average goaltender at best. It's a hard position to nail down. But I mean, he's been on one these first two games on a bit of a heater. And you're right. The Leafs have definitely a big advantage in skill. But we knew this was kind of going to go like this heading into the series. The Blue Jackets were going to pose problems for the Maple Leafs stylistically, and tonight they get last change, and I'd really like the Blue Jackets at, you know, plus 140, but I think they're coming in around plus 130 right now, so I'm kind of right in the middle, and I won't be betting either side unless there's a big shift in the odds here.
Okay, and how about the game to start the day? Vancouver and Minnesota, another 5.5 series tied at 1. And the round robin game, Vegas and St. Louis. Any opinion on those two?
No opinions on those two. I think, you know, with Minnesota getting the last change, they're a very structurally sound team. I think they definitely have a little bit of an edge here. The Vancouver Canucks obviously have suffered a couple of injuries, yep. But I think this price is about right in both of these games here, including the next round robin game with the Vegas Golden Knights and the St. Louis Blues.
Yeah. Do you like any totals at all today in any of the games? 5.5 across the board, with the exception of that Washington Philly game.
I'm close on that Minnesota Wild Vancouver Canucks total, but no play for me right now. I lean over there.
Okay. Interesting. Do Canadians lock their doors at night? They're great people. It's safe. It's a great place to live. Do people feel that secure? I know a lot of Canadians. Do you lock your doors at night or don't feel the need? But people, you know, I'll say it that way.
I lock my doors at night. I don't know. You know, I think we get a little too much credit up here, up north of the border here for the things we do. I it's a great country, a great place to live. I'm very lucky to be Canadian, but we've got our own problems up here. Don't get me wrong.
All right.
Not that nice. Huh?
No. Okay. All right. I've been in Nova Scotia. Yeah. All right. Good job, Andy. Thanks for coming on.
Speaking of Nova Scotia, I'd be remiss if I didn't give my mom a happy birthday shout out. Oh. It's not too often that you're on TV, right?
Yeah. So there you go.
Happy birthday,
well
mom.
Done.
What happened to the Twitter handle? I know Gil was giving you Sprott's Gambler. What is this?
Yeah, I don't know. I took a bit of a Twitter hiatus. I wasn't sure. I mean, it didn't really play a big part of my life other than just getting news for my betting activities. But no, I don't know. I'll look for something. Don't feel like you guys have to promote me and try to spit that nickname out.
All right, pal. Good luck. Thanks for the time today.
Yeah, thank you very much. It was great.
Thank you. Ben in Nova Scotia, don't have to lock the doors. Yeah, I grew up in Minnesota. They call Minnesota Lower Canada. And this is in the 80s and 90s. I lived in a town of 60,000. We lock our doors at night. No. Not back then. But then, yeah, you go to the grocery store, it's like no big deal. No one's coming in. No intruders, nothing. No problem. No
Always
crime.
Heard that term, Minnesota Nice.
No crime. Yes. Yes.
No, Midwestern Nice, whatever it is.
Yeah. Okay. Minnesota Nice is true. It's too much, though. It's just, please. But I don't think there's a need to not lock your door in Canada. No need.
I don't think so either.
No.
Go to the grocery store. Leave the car unlocked.
Yeah, right.
Who's going to take your car?
I don't want to be like, I actually did that on air. I said that, 2 weeks ago? Once, like 3 years in a row, once a year, we did the show drunk. We live on air, and I gave out where I lived and the gate code. So I'm not telling Andy to be like, okay, yeah, come on.
Yeah.
Where you're at. I didn't want to say
Go
it
ahead,
that way.
What's your address?
You're social too, Andy. What do you have? What do you got?
What's available at the house?
ATM, Andy? What do you got? ATM? Be a good nickname for him to give out some winners here. Keep ATM Andy. Keep it going.
I think our viewers and our listeners would really love it if we pressed management to do the drunk show again here on VSiN.
Too much to lose. No.
Big fans of that.
No.
All right. Let's follow the money here on VSiN, the sports betting network. Mike, we get golf in like 40 minutes. This is awesome. Paulie's going to run down the bad beats, the line moves from last night, and win some, lose some. Coming up next.
Plethora of picks coming up in pocket in 10 minutes. That means Nigel, Jeff Seely, Jeff Siegel, and all of us in the Palm Readers as well. And speaking of Jeff, make sure you're ready for the action with ExpressBet. Sign up for First Bet, a new betting and handicapping product from ExpressBet. Promo code VEGAS500 to get a $10 free bet as soon as you sign up. Plus, receive up to a $500 bonus for wagering your first 30 days. First.com/bet for more info. First.com/bet. Promo code VEGAS500. Win-lose time.
Rough night?
Can't call it a bad beat. Definitely lose some.
Good night? How does it make you feel?
I absolutely hate them. I absolutely hate them.
Follow the Money Looks Back so we can learn for today.
Everything's an adventure.
And win some, lose some. Let the education commence.
We had no hyperbole yesterday. Well, we have it again today. One of the worst soccer beats I've ever seen. Wolfsburg, Shakhtar, under 2.5 yesterday, Europa League. It's scoreless in the 88th minute. Well, how about a goal in the 89th, 91st, and 93rd minute to stick it in your ear? 3-0 final, Wolfsburg. Yeah.
I'm laughing at your stick in the ear comment. Not yeah. If people lost that game with 2.5, obviously.
Shakhtar, I think it was Shakhtar that won, whatever it was, yeah. But three late goals. Unbelievable if you had that. Condolences. Two tough pushes. Yeah, go ahead.
We've recently had like two late, but three after the 89th minute? Yeah. When it's nil-nil?
It's enough already.
All right.
It's enough. Two tough pushes. Islanders, Panthers under 5. Three goals in the third period. 3-2, Florida. Yeah. Same Coyotes, Predators under 5. Three goals in the third period. 4-1 final. We almost saw a ton of unders. Bad for the books. Nuggets, Spurs over. 223 up to 227. Ice cream. 132, 126. Goal in the first 10. Hockey, 5-1 yesterday. The yes. Lose some. Jazz, Grizzlies under. 225 down to 219. Not even close. Who's on Ingles? 124, 115 Jazz. Spurs from 5 down to 2. Lost by 6. Porter continues to play out of his mind. Celtics next under. 228 down to 223.5. Whoops. 149, 115, Beantown. And you're right. They got the backups in, and it's raining threes in the fourth quarter. That was something.
They missed three shots the entire quarter, I believe. That was the number.
Nats, $1.90 up to 220. Scherzer out early due to injury. They lose. Porcello with a gem. Where did that come from? God, we love sports. Unders 11-5 in Major League Baseball with a sick run with all the early games as well. To the videos. My boy Blue, the French Bulldog. Today it's the banana and the yellow shirt. snorting. Eat it. Yeah, he's got it in his hand the whole time.
Choke that down. Come on.
And there's a big bite. He's got it. Good for him.
But he spits it out, though.
Thanks, God. Oh, he missed the fumble. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Now we got the fork now. Now he's got the pickle. I got it. Look at his face. I could watch this all day. He's got his own Instagram page. Blue NJ. born deaf. Look at that. It's a crazy. I mean, you hand it. It's like they realize that it was when he was a puppy and he's adopted. You give him a fork, chopsticks, a burrito, pickle. He just grabs it with his paws. He starts eating it like a human. I love
it. How about that? He munches on and swallows the pillow, but he spits out the banana. Oh.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Okay. You know what it sounds like? It sounds a little bit like the Predator.
I like that. Yeah, good observation. Yeah.
I don't know what that
is. We're going to have a greatest hits. Got to have a greatest hits. One more. You know, it's hot out there. Summer. Dog days of summer out there. I mean, it was going fine. I was in the pool, you know, playing with the hose. Hosing myself off, little cold water. And then I'll open. Just falls right out of the pool.
Oopsie.
Poor dog. Yeah, that's right. There it is. Win, lose. Very good.
And let me give you this from Paul Gunning. The mailbag is open. FTM at VSiN.com for your emails. With 7 minutes left in the game between the Nuggets and the Spurs, I bet the game under 238.5. The score was 103.97. They scored 58 combined the last 7 minutes.
Oh, wow. Wow. It really is incredible how well these guys are playing and shooting, isn't it?
Oh, some of the shot making has just been remarkable.
Doesn't matter who it is. Guys coming off the bench from the parking lot. Yeah. No matter who it is, like the Nets the other night against Milwaukee. Who are these guys? The Boston backups. They're shooting from Curry Land. Nothing but net. Nothing but net. Great for in-play wagering. And also the dogs have been barking too.
So much talent in that league. It is ridiculous. And people don't appreciate it. Some don't, which is ridiculous to me. In pocket, coming up next. Recap what we did yesterday in our games that we're betting today. Major sports back in action. It is the perfect time to experience everything VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, has to offer as we created the Sports Restart Special as an intro to VSiN so you have access to everything we offer from now through September 21st. Here is what you're going to receive: a daily email with updates and recaps of the best bets from our guests and hosts, Point Spread Weekly, VSiN's digital sports betting magazine, 24/7 access to our live video stream to watch every VSiN program, all sports betting guides, including the hockey betting guide. This is the perfect way to see what VSiN has to offer and how our experts can help improve your sports betting experience every day. Visit VSiN.com/subscribe today and get in on this special offer before it expires. VSiN.com/subscribe. Technically, I did not have anything yesterday in pocket, but I did say on the air in this segment that it was my fault. I never gave Kelly the play. I did like Orlando and Toronto under the total of 223. I thought Toronto, that was too high of a number, way too high of a number. And I thought Toronto was going to dictate pace, and they were the streak buster. And that came in, what was it, 26-11 into the first quarter?
Yeah.
I think something
really
like that.
Low. Yeah, something like that.
Come on. That and also the Lightning, if you could catch a couple of pennies on them, plus like 103, 105, and they came at that number and got there. That was a weird game. Fun game. 2-0. Gave up the lead, then they won it late, yeah.
So I don't know if this has been just jumping on teams. What does it say about their opponents? Or because they're playing great, and then they're falling apart, right? They still got the win yesterday, but they blew the 2-0 lead. They couldn't put Boston away. Boston came back, and then the goal with a minute left. And then they fell asleep against Washington and won in the shootout. It got up 2-0. And, you know, Vasilevskiy had one soft goal. Actually, in both games. So I don't know what it's interesting about. Is it very good Tampa or is it very bad Tampa? Or is it just playing good teams and you figure they'd stay in it and bounce back? I don't know. It's tough.
All right. So for today, and this was my first thought last night looking at the games, the overnight numbers, the number was too low in the Indiana and Phoenix game. So it's currently available at 229.5. That's a play for me on the over. Certainly helps when we have Aaron Renning on the program, who's awesome on the NBA. He said the same thing probably 90 minutes ago when he likes this game over as well. Look, I mean, these two teams are playing outstanding on the offensive side of the court in the bubble. And this Pacers team is completely different. No Sabonis, and TJ Warren is the MVP of the restart so far. And the Phoenix Suns, this is who they are. They have capable scorers. Booker should be an all-star, or should be a recognized like superstar one day. And they play great offense. They don't play great defense. So I'm on the over 229.5. I have Blackhawks series plus 150. And I know I have a bunch of golfers as well as today's PGA gets underway. And there you go. Woodland 50, Wolf 100, Neiman 100. Answer back in June at 125. And then just some long shots here with the Flyers. Corey Connors 200, Furyk 250. JT Poston 300-1.
Easy winner yesterday. Blackhawks Oilers first period over at Bet Rivers. Took 10 minutes, just like the other two games. All three first periods have gone over. All three games have gone over. I would expect the same thing in game four. I don't care what Elliott's numbers are. I agree with Andy. I don't trust Elliott in a big game. Give me the Capitals minus 115 today. At Bet Rivers, I will take Golden Knights, Blues, no goal in the first 10 minutes. $1.10. Orlando, MLS tonight to advance, minus 120. Orlando to advance against Minnesota. I think the line's telling you something here. Denver on a back-to-back. Portland's been great. Renning says they're better than the Jazz. Power rating. I'll take Portland lane 4. So try to get in that 8-9 and catch Memphis. They've been great in the bubble. PGA Championship, no hole in one, minus 134. And Wizards, this was at DraftKings. Wizards under 1.5 wins in the 8 seeding games. They're 0-4. It's over. Okay, so feel good about that one. All right. Now, those are our plays. Now, the plays from Palm Reader, Mike Palm. He's going with his buddy Maeda. Sure. 10-2, the Twins. Maeda's been great. Twins run line, minus 120. Group 1. Group 2, Reds Indians first 5 under. Why not? 11-1-1 run for the Indians first 5 so far. Europa. Wolverhampton, minus 135. They're at home, I believe. Good choice there. He's going against me. He likes the Flyers. VGK, Blues first period under, minus 1.5. And the Flames on the puck line. Good price. Doesn't want to lay the big price. Dollar plus 165. They've outscored Winnipeg 10-3 in the two wins. Nigel Seeley likes Leverkusen today against the Rangers. And he also likes Wolverhampton. He had a winner yesterday with Inter. All right, Jeff Siegel. Every Thursday through Saturday, look for plays from Jeff and other guys from VSiN and the experts at VSiN.com/horses. Today, Jeff likes two fillies at Saratoga. In the fifth, he likes the 6, Garden Moon, 2-1 on the morning line. Making her debut from a barn that excels with debut runners. Looks extremely live with Rosario taking the call. And in race 80, likes the number 1, Fresco. This promising sophomore won a similar stakes race last month over the local lawn in just her second career start. It should be tough right back despite this time tackling the boys. She's 5-2 on the morning line. You can bet these races at First Bet, a new betting and handicapping product from ExpressBet. Visit first.com/bet for more info. Promo code Vegas500 to get a $10 free bet as soon as you sign up. Plus, receive up to a $500 bonus for wagering in your first 30 days. First.com/bet. Again, Saratoga, race 5, Garden Moon, the 6, race 8, number 1, the Fresco. I think he's had a $10 and $11 horse the last 2 weeks, and he had 2 winners on one of the days last week. They were, I think, $4 horses. So no one better in my lifetime at giving out winners in horse racing than Jeff Siegel. Go get him, kid.
I can promise you what I'm doing during our break.
Yeah.
I'm going to log onto the app, and I'm going to absolutely bet his horses. I have to. Come on. I mean,
the guy's juiced in. He's got great information. It's a great line.
For some reason.
That goes back to the FanDuel thing, too, with the casino. That was such a great scene about either you're incompetent or you're in on it. Either way, you're fired.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You can't fire him. He's juiced in. You can't fire him. What?
For whatever reason, a lot of viewers have been sending me this video lately of the one guy, like at the he's watching the horses. He's at a race book. And he just, he's a big fellow. With
the best.
Come on. What are you doing? It's not the old guy. Get up, you beast.
No.
The old guy's the better video.
Right.
He doesn't pretend that he's actually on top of the horse, right. But the way that he is screaming.
So good. Yep.
Oh, my God. That's a legendary video.
There he is.
This guy. People have been sending me this left and
so
right
good.
This week. Come on.
Excellent breakdown. Excellent breakdown. And like Kramer. Like Kramer, yeah.
Yeah, exactly the same thing. Up next, well, we'll go over the entire schedule. Maybe touch on the Big Ten football schedule. One sharp bettor says this team's going to win their division by at least two games.
Enjoying the return of the NHL as much as we are, you're going to love what Bet Rivers Sportsbook has for you all this week. Bet Rivers is live streaming two NHL games every day at Bet Rivers Sportsbook. If you haven't tried live betting with hockey yet, now's your chance to both bet on and watch the game on your phone. Tonight, you can live stream two full NHL games. Go to Bet Rivers and get in on the action. There's a $250 match bonus on your first deposit. All bonuses are a one-time playthrough. There's no faster way to turn your bonus cash into real cash. Visit the Bet Rivers Sportsbook today. Must be 21, playable in Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. Playable in New Jersey is Play Sugar House. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. What do you think of this tweet? Alex Myers, Golf Digest, PGA Championship. This is major. Also, PGA Championship. If you want to watch Tiger Woods' first round at this major, you have to pay for ESPN Plus and stream it. Good job, golf. What a joke. Thoughts?
I mean, I wish it was more readily available. I hate what they've done since the restart with this. And by the way, I did purchase the NBC Gold thing like you did. It is absolutely maddening how many steps I have to go through every single time I go to that app to turn it on. Mm. I just don't get it. There must be a glitch on my TV or something where it just says not signed in. Then I sign in. No, you're not subscribed. I'm like, I just paid for it 3 weeks ago. I have to do that every single time. So, I mean, to put it on ESPN Plus, here's what you do. Here's the play. And we talked about this last week, I believe.
Well, the other thing, I have ESPN Plus. That thing buffers a lot, too.
It does.
Which
it
is
does.
Infuriating if you're watching a soccer match. And they come down, got to bring it. Yep. What happened? You know?
Yep. But if you can do this, I would recommend that you do the whole package. Maybe you have kids, whatever, you can justify the Disney Plus thing. I don't watch Star Wars, so that's not up my alley. I'm not going to care about that. Maybe you do.
Mandalorian.
But you can bundle Disney, Hulu. You don't get all the live shows with Hulu, but you get their whatever, everything that's that you can go back and watch. And ESPN Plus, it's like $12 a month.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pretty good deal. That's what we have.
Can I get you interested in Baby Yoda? Boba Fett.
No.
Boba Fett?
No. Oh, God, no. Absolutely not.
I went as Boba Fett as Halloween one time, yeah.
When was this?
Oh, look, it was a kid. Boba. I love Boba Fett. Went as Darth Vader, too. And my dad had the hat on. This is my costume. And he would wear it like June 27th. They got it at the convenience store. Iz was underlined. It was all over. It's all over for him. What a loser.
I do like that. I do like that. Wearing the hat any day of the year. Not just on Halloween, but any day of the year. That makes it 10 times better.
It was so bad. You know, you love your family, you love your dad no matter what, but after he passed away and years later, I was 14 when he died, years later I just realized this guy was an alcoholic and he drank Busch Light. Blaze. No respect for him. None. Out the window. Do you have the video? This was about a year ago. Good times. This was, there it is, screenshot. I don't blame you. I was late. You kicked me out. I went to the gift shop here and had a Mountain Dew, and I'm like, I'll try my favorite machine. Great machines here at the South Point. And it took about 5 minutes, and I hit a straight flush, and then I hit the Royale with cheese. And there's the Mountain Dew, as described in the story.
Go ahead, turn it up.
Okay, I was like, well, I know how long he's going to go on the first segment. I don't know what he's going to talk about. He's going to rip me. So I go play my lucky machine here, and no one, Ryan, Michael, you guys, this best machines in town. Bob Dancer will tell you. It took about 3 minutes, Mitch, won about $5,000. Took about 3 minutes. I will buy you lunch today. Can you get a shot of me here? Yeah. How about that?
Yeah, F off.
How about that? Royale with
careful
cheese.
Here. Yeah, okay. That's good.
See, lunch. That'd be the tip.
You know, yes.
Lunch.
No, only
it's true.
You.
No, it's fair.
That is a move that only Paul Howard can pull off.
Well, I'll get you a steak. You're right. I don't win that amount of money unless you say get out of the studio. So I should give you something, yeah. It's like remember when you won $16,000 and I said, hey, you should pay my rent for a month.
Yes.
Remember I said that? You're fine. Why? I said, why? I just won $16,000. Why not? Come on. Hand out money. It's like Mayweather. When he's out on the town. If you just get close to him, 100. 100. 100. 100.
Start making it rain. Come on, let's go.
All right.
Oh, look at this. Juicy. It looks like one book just put up three totals in the NBA.
Oh, what do you have?
All right, Miami-Milwaukee looks like 221.5.
Okay.
No Butler, though.
Yep.
Okay. The other two games, Portland-Denver, 231.5.
Ooh.
Total there.
Okay. Now, this Laker game will be interesting because Westbrook's questionable.
The Lakers play.
Lakers were terrible yesterday, scored 86 points back-to-back. Okay. 220?
229.
Oh, wow, way off. 229.
So you should bet the under.
Yeah. I like Portland a lot. Denver on a back-to-back. Portland's been great in the bubble. Portland is a game behind Memphis. Memphis is 0-4 in the bubble. They have a tough schedule. And getting Nurkic back has been huge. Collins has played well. Who's the other guy? Simmons? That guy's shooting the ball well, too.
Yep.
And Melo's played well. I owe him an apology. You owe me an apology, Senator. An apology. He's played well. ER didn't really agree with me because I think you get a big effort out of the Clippers. And they're 4.5 at Bet Rivers. They lost to Phoenix. Buzzer beater. Everyone's talking about Booker. I think this is the matchup as an organization they want. They want to face Dallas, the 7 who's locked in. They've already beat Dallas twice this year. Dallas does not seem in the least bit interested. They know they're locked into the 7 and can't do anything. You know? Lucky to beat the Kings.
Right.
The Kings gave that game away. Luka was great. But again, it's
100%.
This is something we discussed, and I was actually down on the Mavs, and I was wrong. But I said, who do you trust on that team other than Luka and Porzingis? Well, no one else has really played well outside of those two in Orlando. So I think the Clippers bounce back. And they would like to get this 2-7 matchup. And I like the Clippers. And the Indiana game is just going to be entertaining as hell. Both teams are 3-0 ATS in the bubble. With Booker and how Warren's playing. I mean, Warren has 119 points so far in the three games. And Booker's gone for 27, 30, and 35. And they're having fun. I mean, these teams are having a blast. Yep. And I think that's a big deal if the Pacers can get the 5.
Boy, how about this? The Pacers down to 2.5 at some spots. Yeah. Even 2. Showing on the Pacers.
Ayton's played well. Ayton's looked good too.
Yeah, he's that dude's going to be a ball player in this league.
Well, no, maybe Warren goes off again. I mean, this is that weird trade we had, that he was a top, he was a first round pick, and they shipped him in a weird trade. But how they're changing the lineup here, and how the guy's just crushing it, knocking down threes every game. And then you're right, no Butler, but my wife. And Budenholzer even said it, and ER said it about an hour ago. All right, well, they went through the motions, didn't play anybody in the second half, and got embarrassed as a 19-point favorite and made national headlines against the Bucks, the Nets. Now Budenholzer's saying, okay, now we go. Now we're getting guys back. Lopez, maybe Matthews. Here comes Connaughton and Bledsoe. Now we get the playoff push. Now we get ready. They are 0-2 against the Heat this year, though. But without Butler, I don't expect Dragic to play either. He with that bum ankle. So That's an intriguing game. But again, I don't know if you want to lay nine. But Milwaukee should be in a foul mood. And I don't want any part of the Kings. I don't want any part of the – I know it's always an inflated price on the Pelicans, but the Pelicans are two back of Memphis and a game back of the nine and a game back of Portland. They have the easiest remaining schedule, and it starts now. These last five games, they should run the table. And if they do, they'll be in that play. And at the very least, I know it's you're always paying an inflated price tax on the Pelicans, but I like how Zion played the last game, and I think they take out a Kings team that's been going through the motions for most of haven't played well, run out by the Spurs. And yeah,
you're not going to be the only one because that number is already up to 5.5. I wonder how high that game gets the day before tip off. Yeah. Okay. Because everybody's always on New Orleans anyway. The Zion factor is real. It's huge. And they have been completely overinflated, but the Kings team has just been, I like what Aaron Rennie said about Luke Walton, called him just awful earlier.
He is.
Yeah.
You fired Jaeger for this? What wrong with that organization? Mm-hmm. I mean, they were making trips to the postseason. Then they just ran through coaches and the Maloofs, who everyone knows out in Vegas, were doing it. Adelman was a good coach, and then they went Theis, Musselman, Smart. I mean, can't even name all the guys they've had. Yep. You got rid of Jaeger. There was another guy that was there that did a pretty good job, and they whacked him. Reggie Theis was like 500, and they fired him. Musselman was good, but he got a DUI. And then they fired him there. I mean, bad. How about the hockey? Again, 90% of what I do is in play in futures. So I've really been getting involved with the in play with the hockey. And I love to bet in play to win in regulation at William Hill. I really like that.
Yeah, and that's good. That's a good option to have.
So far, I haven't lost when a team jumps on an early lead and they hang on. We haven't had that epic game yet either. Montreal-Pittsburgh was great game. What was it? Game one. But we haven't had that, like, multiple overtime, just a crazy game yet. Maybe that happens here over the weekend. But you're right. Friday is going to be bonkers. Six playoff games, six teams facing elimination. Could both 12 seeds win? It is March Madness.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. I think the Blues game's an under. I think it's first period under and scoreless in the first 10. I don't know what to expect with Vancouver and Minnesota. I like the Capitals. I think Toronto-Columbus is cagey again in a low-scoring game, 3-0, 2-0 so far. And Calgary should win, but Calgary should have won game two. And I also have to see how many guys are out with Winnipeg. So
yeah, well, if all those guys are going to miss, that number's more than likely going to go up. Let me finish the show with this and pay off the tease here quickly.
Sorry.
So the Big Ten announced their schedule yesterday. Couple takeaways. Wisconsin's schedule is an absolute joke, and I'm a lifelong Badgers fan. That's where I'm from. It's one team that I still root for in sports. But they will trip up somewhere. They will lose, like, at Nebraska. They'll lose somewhere. They play at Michigan. But that's the week after Michigan plays at home to Ohio State. And why is that game on October 24th? And this is from Brad Powers, very good on college football. Early thoughts, hardest schedules, Maryland and Illinois, easiest, Wisconsin and Ohio State. He has those two teams winning their divisions. He said Wisconsin wins their division by at least two games.
Wow.
And he closed a tweet by saying, how the hell are we getting games in 29 days?
Yep.
Good question.
A lot of people think Purdue will beat Ohio State at home.
Yep. Good luck today. There.